So again, particularly thinking about people just starting out with this, trying to figure out, you know, what it's going to be all about, whether they fit in, because, you know, sometimes people go other ways. I want to just quickly ask you all, how do you take care of yourself, Hope? How do you cope with what you're seeing? When we were in the speaker ready room, you were mentioning you had so many patients die recently. How do you take care of yourself?
You know, it's an interesting question and one I've thought about a lot, because I think that it takes a unique individual to go into oncology. Obviously, you know, I'm sure all of you have had people say to you, I couldn't do that, you know, I couldn't do that kind of work. And I think that when I'm in with a patient and I'm talking about, you know, making videos for their kids or the various things that are just, you know, especially if you're a parent, are so difficult to talk about, I am in that room 150%. You know, people need compassion. They need to know that you're with them, that you're there, and it's all them at that time. And when I leave, it's left in that room. And I think for me, that's been the most important part of protecting myself. You know, I mean, it's hard. I mean, sometimes I'm realizing I'm snapping at everybody at home, and it's because things are really stressful at work. But it just has to be compartmentalized, at least for me. You know, my mother died of metastatic breast cancer when I was a transplant physician. And after that, I moved into breast cancer. And, you know, I learned a lot from that experience. Not only did the physicians not talk to me ever, even though they were my colleagues and friends, and never teach us about what we were going to experience at home or how to manage it, but they never spoke to me afterwards either. And I think that that kind of communication, if you can do that and give that to people and go home and put it in another compartment so that, you know, your life is your family and your life outside, that's an incredibly enriching experience for us as well, and we give a lot back.